What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope as you have this in your earbuds, on your speakerphone, in your car, that you are enjoying the heck out of your day, whether it is Thursday as we come out with this podcast or any other day of the week. I hope you are having an unbelievable, outstanding, incredible day. And I want to say, before we even dive into what we're going to talk about today, thank you as always so much for taking time out of your life to join me on this show. I know time is limited. You have 24 hours in a day. So to take 10, 20 minutes of your day and come have this conversation and listen to this with me, I just feel truly, truly honored. So I want to say thank you so much. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And if you have not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join me every single week on the show. And if you're enjoying this episode or you're enjoying this show, I would be beyond grateful if you would go in and leave us a review on the iTunes store. Let me know what you like, what you want more of, all that goodness so that we can make the show better for you every single week. All right. Without that, let's dive into the goodness, the juiciness, the amazingness of this week's episode, which is all about why you need to have the courage to fall in love with yourself. Why you need to have the courage to fall in love with yourself. To give you a little bit of a backstory on this week's episode and sort of why we decided to come out with this episode is I was on one of my buddies' podcasts. His name is Zach Westerbeck. Go check him out. He was on the show several episodes ago. And he had me on his podcast. And one of the last questions he asked, his show is called You're Not Alone. It's a mental health podcast. Again, highly recommend to go check it out. And on the last question, he said, you know, any other advice for his listener, which was someone who, you know, is going through kind of a mental health journey. And the answer that came out of me was the answer, which is today's episode, which was all about having the courage to fall in love with yourself. And I felt so just like emotional when I shared this answer on his show, because it's been such a raw and real journey that I've gone through in my life of having courage in my life to fall in love with myself. And as I shared it on his episode, I figured, you know what? I need to bring this to our own show and really have a conversation with you around having the courage to fall in love with yourself. And so that's what we're going to be diving into today. I'm going to give you, to give you a little sneak peek, four reasons really why you need to start falling in love with yourself, why you need to muster up some courage to go down that journey if you're not already started it, or if you started it, just, you know, really why you need to keep pushing into it. And then the last thing I want to do is I want to give you at the end, if you stick around, one thing you can do to immediately start increasing the amount that you love yourself. And it's a tool that I've used in my life. It's a tool I recommend to other people. So if you stick around to the end, I'm going to give you that. But as we dive into, you know, the first reason really why you have to muster up the courage to fall in love with yourself is when you think about it at the end of the day, you are the only person that you are going to spend your entire life with. Right? Think about that. You're the only person that you will spend the rest of your life with. When you get on your deathbed one day, there's going to be one person and one person only that spent 24 hours with you, 365, however many minutes that is in a day, and that's going to be yourself. So the reason that you have to fall in love with yourself is you're never going to escape yourself. And sometimes what can happen is when we haven't fallen in love with ourselves, we can be the biggest critic we have in our life. And we can basically like tear ourselves apart, right? It's like we sit in a room with ourselves for an hour if we have not had the courage to fall in love with ourselves. And in that hour that we sit by ourselves, if we haven't done this, it's like, it's almost like we're being mentally abused by ourselves sometimes. I don't know if you've ever experienced that in your life. I know I have. But if we don't take the necessary steps to fall in love with ourselves, it's like all that time we spend with ourselves for the rest of our life, all of a sudden, you know, yeah, we have some great moments, and some beautiful moments, but then we have some times where we're just ripping ourselves a new one. And so you have to start to fall in love with yourself and go through the processes that are required to do that, so that when you're by yourself, there is like a peace that you get. When you're with yourself, there's something incredible that starts to happen because you've started to do the deep work, which is falling in love with yourself. So really the first reason, pretty simple, but it's that you're the only one that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So if that's the case, which it is, you have to learn to fall in love with that person so that you enjoy as many moments as you possibly can of your life, right? It's like if something crazy happens in your life, you can come back to being with yourself and know that it's a safe place. Know it's a place you're going to be happy. You're going to be joyous because you've done the work to fall in love with yourself. Now, the second reason why you have to do this, and I think for me, this is really what held me up in the beginning. And maybe, you know, if you're going through this journey yourself, maybe this is what holds you through, holds you back from it. But transparently, I was hesitant to fall in love with myself because I was afraid. I was scared of what I was going to find. I was afraid that if I started to dig into who I really was and the experiences that I'd gone through in my life, that there may have been something that came up that was like, oh shit, that scared me, that I didn't like. And because of that, sometimes I was hesitant to dive into it. And if you're listening to me right now, maybe ask yourself, is there stuff that you're scared to find out about, right? Is there things that you're afraid to look into? And that's a big reason why, you know, today's episode is called having the courage to do it, right? It's not an easy process. It's not, oh, let me go do this thing that's smooth sailing. There's going to be some stuff that you run into, right? And I personally believe that the reason that the majority of people probably truly aren't happy at their core is because they haven't gone through that stuff, right? They've let it sit in the trunk of their life and say, I'm just not going to deal with it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to pretend it's not there. When the reality is, if you carry these things around, it is going to start to weigh more on your life. Like there's a quote I was just reading the other day, and it said, if you hold up a bottle of water with your hand, how heavy is the water? And essentially where this sort of quote or miniature story started to go is it says at first the water bottle, when you hold it, is, you know, half a pound. But if you hold it for an hour, all of a sudden the water bottle feels like it's now 10 pounds. And if you hold it for a day, it feels like it's 20 pounds. And if you hold it for a week, a month, a lifetime, this water bottle is the heaviest thing you've ever held in your life. And I thought it was such a beautiful analogy for sometimes the things that we hold on to in our own life, right? As we go, I went through this thing and we hold on to it for a day. And if we learn to let go of it, then it doesn't weigh that much. But sometimes we can go through our life and we can hold on to these things for so much time that eventually it's just like holding on to a water bottle for a year. It weighs so much on us. So really, the second reason why you need to have the courage to fall in love with yourself is, although you may discover some unpleasant things, you'll discover 10 more times beautiful things that you do love, right? And you'll give yourself this sense of grace and forgiveness and compassion for yourself that can allow yourself to truly love yourself, right? Now, obviously, as you go through this process, I would 1,000,000% encourage you to go through it with someone that really knows what they're doing, right? Yeah, you can listen to podcasts, you can, you know, read books, you can do all those things, and those are great. And 100% that is something you should do to get in the right direction if you want to fall more in love with yourself. Get some books, read some things, listen to some podcasts that allow you to do that. But what I would also encourage you is if you say, okay, there's some things I'm going to discover that I may not like, but there's also things that I'm really going to discover that I really do love about myself. Is there someone I can work with to start doing this work, right? It could be a therapist. Like maybe you've been waiting for a sign to say, you know, I need to go talk to a therapist or jump into this program or whatever it is. Maybe this is your sign to say, take that step, get some professional help for someone that can actually guide you through this process that really does know what they're doing. Because as you take that step, you'll find out that, again, yes, there may be some things you didn't love as much, but there's going to be a lot more beautiful things that you'll find about yourself that will allow yourself to love yourself more. And I would say in that one piece as well that I touched on, but to really hone in on for a second as well, is giving yourself compassion, right? Compassion for yourself, right? Compassion for the things you've gone through, compassion for who you are and where you are at in your life. And if you start to give yourself this sense of compassion, it can allow yourself to start to love yourself more. All right. So that's number two. Now, number three is, and this is such an interesting one, but it's so true, is that one of the reasons you want to fall in love with yourself is you will actually start to enjoy being with yourself. Right? I spoke about this a little bit earlier, but it's like, if we don't love ourselves, oftentimes we don't want to be by ourselves. Right? It's like, we're like, no, I want to be with a friend, a family, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, a husband, a wife, because we don't want to sit there by ourselves and be flooded with all of these things that don't make us enjoy our day, enjoy our moment, because we haven't done the deep work to really fall in love with ourselves. Versus when you do the work to say, you know what, I'm going to fall in love with me. Like, I'm going to make one of the most important tasks in my life to just fall in love with me. And that's what I'm going to focus on. And when you do it, all of a sudden you'll start to notice that you're not as hesitant to be by yourself, because all of a sudden you're by yourself and you go, man, I'm actually hanging out with this person that's pretty cool. Right? You go, I get to hang out with this person that's an amazing human being, which is yourself, because you've fallen in love with yourself. So when you do it, you're going to enjoy being by yourself more. And then lastly, the fourth reason that you want to have courage, that you need to have courage to fall in love with yourself, is your happiness levels in every area of your life will increase. Right? When you learn to start to fall in love with yourself, it bleeds into and dribbles into every other aspect of your life. Right? It's like, oftentimes there's the cliche saying, is it's like, if you're not in a relationship and you get out of the relationship and you get into a new relationship, nothing's going to change because you brought the same you to the new relationship, right? You have to bring a different version of you to that area of your life. So when you fall in love with yourself, right? Maybe we take relationships as an example, and you're looking for that new relationship. When you start to fall in love with yourself, it's going to lead you into a better relationship, right? When you start to fall in love with yourself, it's going to dribble into your mental health. When you fall in love with yourself, it's going to dribble into aspects of your career, right? So understand that if you really do the work to say, I'm going to fall in love with me, and I would challenge you to do that actually, right? Right now, I want to challenge you that in the next 7 days, just be committed to falling in love with yourself. You could just do one thing a day. I'll actually give you an exercise you can do here in just a moment. But for the next 7 days, I want you to commit to saying, one of the most important things to me over the next 7 days is making sure that I fall in love with myself and finding some way to do that. Because if you do that, it is going to go and start to change every other aspect of your life. All right. So now that we've gone through the four reasons on why you need to have the courage to fall in love with yourself, I want to give you one way that you can start, right? How do you actually start this process of falling in love with yourself? You're going, okay, it's good. I get it. I'm going to find some good, some bad. I am going to be happier. I'm going to enjoy being by myself. I'm going to be with myself for the rest of my life. I get those things, but how do I actually start falling in love with myself more? How do I do that? Now, two things you can do. One, we spoke about a little earlier, is go get some help, right? Actually seek help from a professional. Now, the second way I'm going to give you is something you can actually do immediately. So you can do it literally as soon as you're done with this episode, you can start doing this to start falling in love with yourself more. And what it is that every day when you start your day, write down 5 things that you love about yourself. Like, literally write them down. You can use your notes in your phone if you want to do that, but I'd encourage you to physically write it. And write down 5 things you love about yourself. And then the most important part is this next part. Once you've written it down, read it out loud to yourself in the mirror. Yes, at first it's going to feel weird. Yes, at first you're going to go, it feels off. But what you'll start to notice as you do this more and more and more, again, maybe this is the practice you take on for the next 7 days. After a handful of days of starting to do this, and if you do this for 30 days, your life will radically change. Because what you'll notice is the more you start to do this, the more you actually begin to believe yourself. Or maybe you look in the mirror and you go, you know what I love about you, Stu? Is I love that you are always smiling, right? Whatever it is for you. But you say that often enough, at first you're going to go, man, it makes me feel really uncomfortable and weird that I'm like complimenting myself. And if someone came in the room, they'd probably think I was a weirdo, right? But remember, most people in this world aren't genuinely, truly happy at their core. So be willing to be looked at as a weirdo so that you can be happier in your life, right? If you go, man, my falling in love with myself is not worth looking weird to a stranger or to someone I care about, you got to start to question your priorities, right? And if they really do love you, they'll probably be understanding that you're doing some work to really, you know, become a better version of yourself. So really simple challenge. In the morning, write down 5 things that you love about yourself. Look in the mirror and just talk to yourself. Go, hey, fill in the blank with your name. Hey, Stu. Hey, Scott. Hey, Mary. You know what I love about you is I love boom, 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 and read off your list. And when you say it, you really want to practice owning it. Like, don't just say it and go, I love this, I love that, I love, okay, now I got to go on with my day. Like, really give yourself the gift of being present in that moment. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you look in your eyes, you say that, own it, feel it go into your soul. And as you start to do that, again, I would challenge you for the next 7 days. If you do it for 30, it'll radically change your life. But just start to read out every single morning 5 things that you love about you. And as you do it, you're going to start to believe it. You're going to start to own it. And you're going to start to notice that you're going to start to fall more in love with yourself. All right. That is what we have for you this week on the podcast, my friend. As always, I want to say thank you again for joining me on the show. As always, it's an honor to pour into you. Congratulations on crushing it through another episode here on the Finding Direction podcast. And if you have a friend that you know needs to maybe fall in love with themselves a little bit more, all I would encourage you to do is go send them this episode, and I promise they will come back to you saying thank you for sending that my way. Other than that, have a beautiful, wonderful, incredible rest of your day. And if you want to hang out on the podcast, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. I have another episode coming up right after this, and I will talk to you soon, my friend. Take care.